This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is, Romans 10:8, word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, is the word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to be reading the Constitution of the United States, and I know this is God. He wants it read by the Holy Ghost, and it will be on my website, and you can go there to it anytime. And it's anointed of God. No comments, just read it like it is. The Constitution was inspired by God. Godly men put it together, just like the Bible. I read the Bible just like it's written. It took me years to get to that place because every preacher I know pull this verse out and that verse out and do this and that. They don't teach line on line, precept on precept. The Constitution was given by God to America, and it hasn't changed, not one bit. So we're going to read it. With the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Article 1, Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state, shall not, when elected, be inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of the persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians and tax 3/5 of all other persons. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years in such manner as they shall by law direct the number of representatives shall not exceed one for every 30,000, but each state shall have at least one representative, and until such enumeration shall be made, the state of New Hampshire, shall be entitled to choose 3, Massachusetts 8, Rhode Island and Providence Plantation 1, Connecticut 5, New York 6, New Jersey 4, Pennsylvania 8, Delaware 1, Maryland 6, Virginia 10, North Carolina 5, South Carolina 5, and Georgia 3. When vacancies happen in the representation from any state, the executive authority thereof shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers as shall have the sole power of impeachment. Section 3. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of 2 senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have 1 vote. Immediately after, they shall be assembled in consequence of the first election. They shall be divided as equally as may be into 3 classes. The seats of the senators of the first class shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year, of the second class at the expiration of the fourth year, and of the third class at the expiration of the sixth year, so that 1/3 may be chosen every second year, and if vacancies happen by resignation or otherwise during the recess of the legislature of any state, the executive thereof may make temporary appointments until the next meeting of the legislature, which shall men fill such vacancies. No person shall be a senator who shall not have attained to the age of 30 years and been 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state from which he shall be chosen. The Vice President of the United States shall be President of the Senate, but shall not have, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided. The Senate shall choose their other officers, and also a President pro tempore in the absence of the Vice President, or when he shall exercise the office of President of the United States. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments when sitting for that purpose. They shall be on oath or affirmation when the President of the United States is tried. The Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Section 4, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make or after such regulations, except as to the places of choosing senators. The Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meeting shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Section 5. Each house shall be the judge of the election returns and qualifications of its own members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business, but a smaller number may adjourn from day to day and may be authorized to compel the attendance of absent members in such manner and under such penalties as each house may provide. Each house may determine the rules of its proceedings, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and with the concurrence of 2/3, expel a member. Each house shall keep a journal of its proceedings and from time to time publish the same, excepting such parts as may in their judgment require secrecy, and the years and yeas and nays of the members of either house on any question shall, at the desire of one fifth of those present, be entered on the journal. The other house during the session of Congress shall, without the consent of the other, adjourn for more than 3 days, nor to any other place than that in which the two houses shall be sitting. I'm going to stop there, and we'll read beginning section 6 the next time we read. I would like you to join now with Water of Life Voice and recorded songs with Terry May, and let us worship the Lord.
Bless. Praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 praise. Here one accord we praise you, O Lord. Glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. God of Abraham, faithful and true.
Son of righteousness and the Lamb who was slain, you're the lily of the valley, you're my bright and morning star, you're the beginning and the end, the everlasting Father, you're the God, the God. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're a love, you're a power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High.
Holy, holy is your name.
easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Things go wrong, He'll make them rise. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God on the day is still God. Hope comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God of when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, you see, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the
what a Savior.
God bless you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.